You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California needs to do more to address the achievement gap of English learners. That's one of the significant findings in a broad research project titled Getting Down to Facts 2, released this week. By the number 2, you can probably tell it is a sequel, and in fact it is, to the original Getting Down to Facts, which was published in 2007. So this new report includes analysis of more than 30 different studies of reforms in pre-K to 12 education in California. And these studies looked at variations and factors over the past 10 years. We're going to talk through some of the conclusions. On the phone with us is the principal investigator of the project, Dr. Susanna Loeb. She is director of the Annenberg Institute and professor of education and international and public affairs at Brown University. Dr. Loeb, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here today, Beth. It's a pleasure.
In the studio with me is Dr. Heather Huff. She is executive director of PACE, the Policy Analysis for California Education. Dr. Huff, glad you're here as well.
Thank you so much.
So, Dr. Loeb, many studies were analyzed looking at similar and sometimes different factors related to California's education system. To you, what was both consistent and profound across the landscape?
Oh, that's a great question. So I think three things really stood out to us. The first is that California's undergone tremendous shifts. They've included redoing the school funding formula to the local control funding formula, introducing new accountability system and new standards and new performance metrics. And we found that these reforms had resulted in improvements and that there was strong and really broad support both among educators and the public for these changes. And so in that way, one of the main stories is that we just need to build on these reforms. There isn't quite the capacity yet to put the reforms fully into place, but the start is right there. So one of the findings is certainly that there's been some improvements over the last 10 years, and it would be important to build on reforms. The second is really what you pointed to, which is the need to address achievement gaps. We have really large achievement gaps, not only between English learners and other students, but by race, ethnicity, and income. And we really need a continued focus through multiple approaches, including enhanced early childhood education. So the second is that there were large achievement gaps. And then the third really has to do with funding. The system really needs increased funding if California is going to reach the goals that it set for students. And there are issues that, even with all the changes that have gone on, there are these critical issues that haven't been addressed, and in particular, pensions and special education funding. So I think we're really on the right track, but we've got these great needs, and part of that's going to be addressing early childhood education funding and then fixing some of these structural issues.
Dr. Huff, let me get to the first point that Dr. Loeb made, which was about improvements. And you looked in particular at a phrase, continuous improvements in the education system. And I imagine there's a good side to that and a bad side to that. What did your study show?
One of the big changes that has occurred across our system in the past 10 years is a shift from the state to local control. That's true both in terms of how funding decisions are made, but also in terms of how decisions are made generally about how to support students better. And one of what that requires is capacity building across the system to really enact that kind of improvement. The approach that the state is focused on using is called continuous improvement. That's a phrase that appears a lot in policy documents. And essentially, what it means is that you need locally to build the capacity both to understand what the problems are and think about solutions to those problems. And a key piece of that is good data so that you can really locally understand what you need to fix.
Dr. Loeb, building capacity can take a long time. And we've been hearing for at least the last decade, emphasized leading up to the gubernatorial primary, about low test scores, low graduation rates, or high dropout rates, and low per pupil funding. So if my child, for example, is just going into high school, I'm thinking about the next 4 years. What's the bigger picture of how fast the system can move toward that improvement?
That's a great question. So California really has been making some improvements. So if you look at test scores over time, those have been going up relative to the nation at an increasing rate, and graduation rates have been going up. So we've made some progress, but we're still not as good even as the national average. So I do think there's reasons to be hopeful. The kinds of reforms that have been put in that have all of this support really do have the potential to improve the educational opportunities for students. And steps have been made towards that right now. So educators are getting the kinds of professional development that they think they need much more than they were in the past. However, because California is a relatively high-cost place to run schools, we really do have very few adults in schools. We have very few mental health supports or health supports in schools relative to other states. So I do think it's going to take an influx to kind of keep this positive movement going forward.
Dr. Loeb, I know we only have a few minutes left with you. I'd like to get to two questions. The first is, where are California children by the time they enter kindergarten?
Yes, so that was, I think, one of the important findings, is we have very big achievement gaps in California, but these achievement gaps are really evident when kids enter kindergarten, which points to the importance of the kinds of educational opportunities they're getting as very young children. And so one of the big studies in this overall project focused on early childhood education. And there's a place where California isn't doing as well as many states in the country in terms of having a coordinated effort to provide good early childhood education for kids.
Are California kids, by and large, already behind many other states by the time they get to kindergarten?
Well, it's more that the achievement gaps are really quite large when they get to kindergarten. So if you look across districts and you take the wealthier districts in California, children in those more affluent districts are doing as well as kids are doing in the nation as a whole. But if you look at the lower income districts, there we're really not doing as well. So those gaps between the different districts are really what separates California from the rest of the country. And I think targeting some of the efforts there would be one approach to try to reduce the achievement gaps and really pull up the whole state.
Give me some context then, as a final question here, to what the 2007 report showed and whether we're just in a continuation of trends then, or have we in some ways been in a worsening situation?
Oh, I actually think we've been in quite an improving situation. So not a worsening situation. We just haven't improved nearly as much as we would like to improve. We have strong goals, ambitious goals for students, and in order to meet them, we really need a strong education system. In 2007, we found a very illogical school finance and governance system. So very similar districts were getting different amounts of money from the state, and it was really hard to understand why. There's been a lot of rationalization. The new finance policies and the new accountability policies are much better thought out and easier to follow than they were before. So I think we really are on a better path and have set the foundations. It's just that foundations aren't enough. We really need to push to build the kind of capacity we need to take these foundations and turn them into better outcomes for students.
Dr. Loeb, thank you so much for your time. We'll post a link for everybody to go through the study. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me and for your interest in this topic.
That is the principal investigator of Getting Down to Facts 2. She is Dr. Susanna Loeb, director of the Annenberg Institute. Still with me in the studio is Dr. Heather Huff, the executive director of PACE. So, Dr. Huff, who's the target audience for this information?
It's a great question. The shift from policymaking in Sacramento to local policymaking and decision making has really meant that there's a very broad audience for this set of studies. We're interested in getting this evidence into the hands of school district leaders, community organizations, advocates, statewide organizations, state policymakers, and also regional and network leads who support the improvement of local folks. So there's so many really detailed findings about what needs to happen moving forward, and the audience for it is quite large.
Do you share Dr. Loeb's view that there's a lot of encouragement in this report compared to where we were in 2007?
Absolutely. I think we've seen a lot of big improvements. And I also think that we talked to a lot of people across the state through these 36 studies. And these various people, educators, decision makers, are also very supportive about the progress that they're making and that they see possible as a result of these changes. I think that we still have the challenge that people want and need to build the capacity to make this shift, to really exercise their local decision making. And there's hunger for that. And there's also a lot of current movement around building those structures and supports.
Funding wasn't your particular emphasis or area of study in this overall project, but I know we didn't have any more time with Dr. Loeb. I do want to touch on the fact that educator pensions were looked at across the state, and to the extent that they are related to budget problems, funding issues that were highlighted in the report, what can be said about educator pensions, especially as we look to the future?
Well, what I can tell you is that as a result of the work that I did, I talked to a lot of local policymakers and leaders, and this issue is one that's hitting them very hard. And so the study that is, we have a study as part of Getting Down to Facts that really gets into the numbers on this and what it looks like and what some potential solutions are. But what we're seeing at the local level is that there is a sense generally that there's more money in the system, and there is. But this pension liability is something that's making the local decision makers feel much more strapped than the numbers themselves show. And that problem is getting worse. And so it's something that they feel a lot of stress about.
The way you're describing it, it's not as if it's being ignored, pushed on the back burner. The way you're talking about it seems to tell me that districts across the state are looking at it as that ever-present dark cloud that's hanging right there that there's no solution to right now.
That's right. And I think there's a lot. It's something that people know about and that I think there is will to solve. But it's not an easy problem to solve.
When the team came together, and I probably should have explained this a little more in the beginning, which was that this was an overview of more than 30 studies that had already been done. So you all came together a couple times to compare notes, talk about the different aspects that you were working on. What for you was a surprise, or to some of the others, was there a sense of surprise about?
So it was a really fantastic group, over 100 researchers across the state and across the country involved in this effort. We came together twice to learn from each other and to really push on each other's research as a way to strengthen it and make sure that we had a really comprehensive set of findings. There was surprise coming out of the research, but there also was just evidence, real fact coming out of it. So sometimes when you talk to people in school districts, there's a general sense, I'm having trouble with my teachers. I'm having trouble recruiting and retaining them. I'm having trouble with pensions. And what this set of studies did is put rigor on all of those feelings that were happening across the state. And so in a lot of ways, I mean, there are new pieces, and Susanna talked about some of those, the achievement gaps starting in kindergarten, some more detail about pensions and funding. But a lot of it was the aggregation of all of this evidence into a set of studies that makes it very concrete and very real and enables that now to be the new baseline through which we evaluate what needs to happen.
My colleague, Nadine Sabai, worked on a story related to this report when it was released earlier this week, highlighting that achievement gap in English learners in the state, that the gap is wider than it should be or needs to be. Another factor with regard to charter schools, that California creates a difficulty in the establishment of charter schools, not necessarily the performance of students in the schools, but just dealing with the rules and the beginnings of a charter school becoming an institution that kids can go to school to, opening the doors. Mm-hmm. So in light of that, are there solutions posed by this report?
That's a great question. Our reports as a set were very deliberate to stop before we say what folks should do. And the reason for that is very clear. Our job as researchers, as academics, as scholars, is to provide the evidence. And it's the job of the people making the decisions to decide what to do about that. Because in a lot of the studies, we lay out potential options that other states have taken, for example. What our state decides to do is a political question. It's a community question. And so we want to be there to provide what people need to make those smart decisions.
So your hope is that this becomes an important tool for policymakers.
That's right. And policymakers really at all levels.
All right, Dr. Huff, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate that we had this conversation, although it seems like it's just part one.
I hope so.
We'll have a sequel as well. And we will post a link for people to spend much more time with this report in detail. That will be at capradio.org/insight. Dr. Heather Huff is Executive Director of PACE, which is the Policy Analysis for California Education. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Beth.
You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.